Hey, what's going on?
How we doing, bro?
One of my favorite people on this earth. Good to see you, man.
Stop it now. Stop it. How's things going, man? I bet Philadelphia is just absolutely bonkers at the minute.
Is a good time to be in Philly. I got my Red October shirt. I like your, yep. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, I saw that they had a two, was it a 2-0 lead on the Diamondbacks last night?
Yeah, already.
Yeah, and then I hear that it was a fan, so like correct me if I'm wrong, but the next game is in Arizona,
Yep.
and then the next game at Citizens Bank is like a World Series game.
Yeah, because like if we win two more games, we move on to the World Series.
That's
So
just crazy.
we won 10-0 last night. You could hear Callum Scott in like three different states. You could hear it all the way in Delaware. Like it's nuts right now, man. Can you believe this?
Honestly, bro, like I said to you last time, and I have the same sentiment this time. You have no idea the power of a song as soon as you release it. And obviously, this is a Robin song. I take absolutely no credit on the songwriting, but the fact that this version, a slowed down version and then sped up again with Tiësto has just resonated with not only the team, but the fan base. And outside of that, like I hear that it's in the streets of Philly, it's in the cafes, it's in the bars. I saw this incredible video of, is it Xfinity Live? And saw like what looked like thousands of people there singing the song. And I put on Twitter, I'm like, on X. I put like the idea of me stood there singing this to people just gives me shivers because don't get me wrong, I feel like when I had my audition and then released this song as a my version of this song as my single, I thought that that kind of wave of that euphoria of the song had maybe kind of now it's like golden oldie, and yet it's having like a brand new life where people are screaming it and I see like dad's like singing it to their kids, and then I'm like, some people are tweeting me saying, "Oh, we sang it all the way to school," and people like, "We've not stopped it on repeat." It's like, it's crazy. It's
It's
just
huge.
crazy.
It's bigger than last year. Like it's taken a life on its own,
It
like you
feels that
say.
way.
Yeah. I see the
Yeah, it
shirts
feels
on the
that way.
street. I see people blasting in the streets, the bars, like you said. It's unbelievable. So what do we have to do to take you and bring you to Philadelphia? We need you're an honorary Philadelphian. You're the biggest star in Philly. Are you kidding me? You'd be treated like royalty. People
Honestly, I've been saying this to the team because I'm like it's gonna seem like I'm not gonna go. Like people are gonna be like, "Do you not want to come? Like why?" We've just trying to like this in this business. We just got to make things work. We got to dot the I's and cross the T's. And I do not want to be the jinx because I know for a fact that you guys get very like it's a bit I don't want to get superstitious. I don't want to get on anybody's superstition, and so I'm so mindful of that and so respectful of that. That I'm not saying I'll, because I see some articles that say if we win the World Series, then I'll perform. It's never been that. I'll perform whenever you guys want me to perform. It's just it's got to be right because I don't want to come and spoil with my bad juju. I don't want to spoil like a gleaming record for what for the guys and everything and for the fans. I just want to be there to add to the celebration, and I'm completely respectful of when that happens, and I will wait and patiently with my bags packed and my jersey on, until I can come. But bro, like I'm there. Like I keep hearing people going, you have to perform at the, was it the art museum steps or something like that?
Yeah, you do the Rocky Steps. I mean, I'm not sure if that's even big enough at this point. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you have to do the ballpark. I think you just got to go into Citizens. That's the only way because it's going to be mayhem. It's going to be like, one of the biggest shows ever in Philly, to be honest with you. Taylor did three sold out nights of the Link. This show's going to top that. Trust me, it's going to be loud. It's
Bro,
going to be loud, Cal.
stop now. It just makes me so excited because it's taken on a life of its own. And as an artist, you release music and you hope for it to be heard and you hope for people to make a connection with that song. And I've been incredibly lucky with my own music that, especially a song like You Are the Reason, where I've had people across the world sending me like them walking down the aisle, their first dance, celebrating a newborn, like all of these like milestone moments with people in their lives. And to be part of a song where not only is it like a milestone for somebody in their personal life, but it's a milestone for a fan base. And it's a milestone for, you know, it's going down in history, it feels like, which is just bonkers. Like, I'm slightly like, because I'm in England and because I'm just getting on with my daily chores and I'm doing my laundry and I'm like going down to the post office and things like that, it just doesn't feel like it probably would if I was just out doing my shopping in Philly. I think if, by the sounds of it, if I was just out at a Walgreens in Philly, I might get absolutely like,
it's the biggest thing at Walgreens. Forget about CVS. It's number one at Walgreens. It's huge, man. And it's bringing everyone together. It's community too, right? Like strangers just having that common thread of just being fans of this team, enjoying the song. Everyone feels good. And that, I'm assuming as an artist, that's what it's all about. It's like bringing people together, bringing happiness. Wow. You know what I mean? And that's what you're providing.
100%. That's like the pinnacle of success for me is being part of something or creating something or, you know, just finding something that resonates with people so deeply that it brings people together. Like you said, total strangers stood shoulder to shoulder with that one unifying song coming out of a, you know, a thousand upon 10,000, you know, chorus of people with almost like just complete like an utter like determination and just success and magic and all the things that are affiliated with that, the positivity, like the fact that it's associated so much with just bringing people together and that celebration and that warmth is just, I mean, it's like Harry Potter style magic, bro. I'm not gonna lie,
right?
It's unreal. Every time I see videos, I'm just like, I just want to be there to soak it up. And like I said, at the right moment, at the right time, whenever I'm allowed to come, try and keep me away. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, you're part of the fabric now of the city. I mean, you're one of the founding fathers. It's like Benjamin Franklin, Wawa, and Callum Scott. I mean, that's just what it is at this point. It's what it is, man.
I need like a P tattooed on my chest. Like that's where it's going now, you know?
Now, are you going to follow the rest of this season? Are you going to watch the playoff games? Like, are you hearing about it, but will you watch the World Series?
100%, man. Like, you know, I've been at some games across the years where it's been, you know, either rivals or it's been one of those moments in time. I remember my early stages of getting into baseball. I used to be a Blue Jays fan because I have family in Canada. And I remember there was I think it was a batter called, is it Bautista or Bautista or something like that? And there was this moment where he flicked the bat and it was kind of illegal, but everybody was like so into it. And I remember just the atmosphere of that and being like, I have never felt like anything like this in football or rugby or anything like back home. And so, of course, if I can tune in and watch this, especially live, I mean, I'm kind of relinquishing my sleep if I watch this live in the UK, but it's going to be worth it. I think the UK fan page for Philly, he came over and saw the games and was just telling me, like, it's just insane over there. The atmosphere, the energy, like, just people in the crowds just singing the song. It's something that I want to watch and witness for myself. I'd love to be there to cheer them on through the games, but if all I can do at the moment is cheer from back here, then hopefully you'll hear me screaming it across the pond.
Absolutely. You're right, man. The atmosphere is electric. I've never seen anything like it. No city does it like this. It's just real. And we're all very tired. You know what I mean? But like the adrenaline's keeping, no one has slept. We're all eating badly. We're all drinking. It's been, you know,
I feel like
it feels like I'm playing in the games at this point.
It's
nutty, man. But, and how are you? It took me like 10 minutes to get into this. How are you doing?
Oh man. I couldn't be happier at the minute, man. I am so content and so happy where I'm at in not only in my career, but in my personal life as well. I just feel like I've hit stride in life. I turned 35 last week. And so I just feel like I've hit an age where I'm appreciative, I'm positive, I'm upbeat. Like I'm letting go of a lot of like negativity and just stuff that I've held for many years. You know, as an artist, you become hypercritical of yourself and you want to hit these milestones. And just watching, especially like I said, with the song and how it's had this new life and how that's introducing me to a whole new lot of people in Philadelphia, is there's no need to worry, man. I think as long as I keep doing what I do and I love what I do and can live and die by it, then who knows what might happen. You know, I never knew that this would have a second life. And yet here we are talking about it again for the second year with them inches away from the World Series. It's insane. And like, and that makes me think, do you know, why am I sat here in my studio worrying? Oh my God, I hope people like this. I hope people like that. If I stay true to what I do and I write stuff from the heart and I'm part of things like Dancing on My Own or whatever it is that makes me feel something, I'm not going to be the only one. And I think that's been such a refreshing feeling to just kind of cast that doubt aside and just go, I'm just going to do me, you know? And then all this stuff that's happening with Philly is unbelievable. I've just announced a run of shows in Europe, which I'm really excited about. I'm working on a third album. I've just released a new song called At Your Worst.
I was going to say that. I love that one too. And Philly fan, like, you got to support At Your Worst. It's a great song. You got to support that one too. My man Calvin's got bangers. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it, man. But like, you know what? I just thought this is a new era for me. I think my collaborations with Where Are You Now, with Lost Frequencies, and with Jax Jones, with Whistle, it's two songs that went down so well when I did my Run in America, my world tour. I think it's influenced my music a little bit. I feel a little bit more, dare I say it, positive about stuff. And so like the music I'm releasing is starting to have that kind of effect, you know. I'm releasing stuff that feels a little bit more boppy and a little bit more exciting. And don't get me wrong, I still want to make people cry. I still want to make people sob. But like, I just feel like with everything that's going on, I kind of want to stretch my versatility and see, you know, if I push the boundaries, what happens. And you know, it's an exciting time for me. I feel so content, man. I can't even tell you.
That makes me feel so happy. I love this perspective. It's like, if you stay true to your heart, the universe kind of takes care of the rest. You know what I mean?
That's what I think, so, man. Like I said, you know, we all are guilty of it, not just people who are in music, but we're all guilty of, you know, analyzing and being critical of ourselves and putting ourselves down. And I just think that it's a very natural thing to do, but sometimes you listen to that negative voice too often and it makes you believe the negative things you're thinking. And so I just had to do a flip reversal and be like, you know, I'm just gonna silence that voice for a little bit. I'm gonna concentrate on the things that make me smile, make me positive. Looking at my feed is just like a dream come true every morning, just watching like the winds coming in, seeing everybody like the high-fiving and music's playing. And that's always good for the soul, but I think, like you said, just staying true to yourself and, you know, living and dying by the sword and you know, believing in what you do. I think it's been so refreshing for me, man. I've never felt happier.
That's incredible. That's amazing. And if you really want to feel happy, you come over to Philadelphia. I think when we win the World Series, right? When we win the whole thing, you come over, it'll be the biggest thing in the world.
Like, oh, bro. I'm telling you now, right? If when I get that invite over, I'm telling you now, it's
probably I'm inviting you.
Well, I mean, of course, I've got to be there for that. But if I get like the official invite from the team, if the MLB and everybody is like, we want you here, this is the time, I am going to be a nervous wreck walking through for the airport, because I can almost now like feel the excitement and the energy. And for a whole city to be singing a song that I've been a part of, and to hear that resonating down the streets and stuff, it's probably going to be one of the first in my career where it's blown up to this amount. And like, I'm watching, like I said, my feed, and people are like, so does this guy get a ring if they win the World Series? I'm like, what do I? That would be so cool.
I think I already saw that they put Dancing on My Own on the ring,
right?
What's that?
On last year, they had Dancing on My Own on the ring, didn't they?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, how cool is that, man?
Mind blowing.
We need to call Robin, because if it's mind blowing for me, I don't know how the hell it's going to be for her.
Right. I mean.
Right. Imagine me and Robin walk out in Philly and Tiesto.
Madness. Please, let's speak that into
the manifest.
Yes, we're manifesting all of this right now. This is not bad juju. We're manifesting. We're hard at work right now. This is what we're doing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I got to say, I just feel so welcomed and so warmly received by the people of Philadelphia, people who were already fans, new fans, people who don't care, who just love the song. Like, I feel so welcomed, and I want Philly to know that, you know, it's a very special place in my heart, as Philadelphia. I already did. But to have this again and to be part of it is just, it's such an honor and such a privilege. And I feel, so honored to be part of it, honestly.
Oh man, it's so good to catch up and to see you again. And listen, we will welcome you at the airport. It'll be like the Beatles in the 60s. We'll have the red carpet out for you, man. I mean, and I hope to hear you every October moving forward too. Like what Michael Bublé is for Christmas, you are to fall in Philadelphia. Like you are a part of, you're it.
I love that. And it's my birthday month as well. So like, it makes sense. I mean, I feel like Philly kind of won it for my birthday, which is a beautiful birthday present. They really didn't need to, but I'm glad they did.
It was meant to be this whole time. It was in the stars.
It was meant to be, man. I'm just worried in case they ask me to throw the first pitch, because not that I want to name drop people, but I watched Conor McGregor's and I felt for the bloke because I was just like, where did I saw that. Like, I would just be in bits, and I'm not the strongest of throwers, but it's like that would kill me. Imagine before they even want me to sing, they ask me to throw the first pitch. It goes horribly wrong. I'm booed off. They throw the song in the bin. They get Taylor Swift on. It's the stuff of nightmares, man. Stuff of nightmares.
start stretching.
I know. You got my throwing arm on now.
I believe in you, and we'd forgive you if you would in the dirt. It's all good. At this point, you are our good luck charm. You can get away with anything. Are you kidding me?
Thank you, bro. And again, thank you so much to all of the people who've supported me, not only through the career, but through this new phase of just being so warmly received by people of Philadelphia. To be this side of the pond and to know that that's going on, it really is an honor. You don't think about these things before they happen. And when they do, you're just, like I say, I could get emotional just on how warmly received I feel and how welcomed I feel. So God knows what it'd be like if I get there. I'm just going to be in tears.
Absolutely. I believe it too. I mean, you've brought together so many walks of life, so many families and strangers, and it's just a really good time. And you've provided the soundtrack, the backdrop of all of this. So Callum, thank you so much. Good to talk to you. And I will be seeing you in person shortly.
You're going to pick me up from the airport, right?
Absolutely. I got you. I'll be your personal Uber. Are you kidding me?
Exec, bro. Exec.
Yeah, this ain't no Uber X. I got you. Love you, Callum. I'll see you soon, all right?
Thank you, bro. Take care.